Finance Committee meeting. It's March 11th, 2019. And can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Chacon is absent. Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
And Garcia?
Yes.
Okay. And we have Rob Fredrickson from the city to go over our budget with us. And there's no public here, so I guess let's review the library budget.
Okay, well, if you look at the cover page here, it's just a snapshot. We have 2 years of actual, so in the far left-hand column, you see FY17, FY18, those are actual numbers for the year, along with your current 2019 adopted budget, along with FY19 projected. So we have you projected right now at a slight surplus, a little over $4,300. So you have over $500,000 in fund balance, at least projected at the end of fiscal year 19. Going forward, you really look pretty good, especially over the next 2 years. Do have you right now running some deficits, $35,020, $46,021, but your fund balance is still high. If you look at the operational fund balance percentage, fiscal year 20, it's at 58.45%, and at 21, it's at 51.17%. So obviously you can't keep running deficits into perpetuity, but you certainly can for, you know, at least a year or two, and you still be in pretty good shape. As far as fund balance percentage, you have the highest fund balance percentage in the city compared to any other funds. So, yeah, as long as you stay at that $450,000, $500,000 mark, I don't imagine you have any sort of cash flow issues. Mm-hmm. But so this just kind of gives you an overview of where the budget is now, where it's been, and where it's going to be going. So you turn to the next page, we get really get into the detail. I mean, certainly if there's any questions on any particular line items, I'd be happy to go through with it. But basically, it's pretty straightforward. The bulk of your revenues are property taxes. Mm-hmm. So for fiscal year 20, we have it's $699,220, which is the amount that we levy for the fall. So we'll be getting that over the summer of 2019 in those months. Mm-hmm. And then right below that is the property taxes for debt service, and that's just tied to the actual amount of debt service that you have every year. So that's a pretty straightforward proposition as well. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you have usual fees. You got some state grant money, the per capita grant money. And then after that, under the revenues are just the expenditures for salaries, benefits, your contractuals, your supplies. And that's really the... And then you have your debt service on that second page, page 102. For the 2006 bond and the 2013 refunding bond. So.
I asked Rob how the minimum wage increase would affect our budget over the next 5 years. And it says that we have a cushion about 3%.
Yeah, it raises the part-time salaries just as a COLA every year, the 3%. So obviously, I don't know exactly how many part-time people you have or how many hours they'll be working, but there is some cushion in the budget as it stands now for part-time as well as full-time as well. I have 3% COLAs going forward for full-time as well. Now, whether that'll come to fruition or not is your decision, but there is some cushion to Alyssa's point, at Alyssa's point in the budget. So,
because next January, all the $9 an hour people will be up to $9.25, and then the following June, it'll go to $10.25. Mm-hmm. And then keep going up till 2025 when it's $15 an hour.
So one thing I know that we're having to deal with, you know, where I work from the changes, though, is just the compression factor of the salary. So if you're having to move those, you know, hourly, you know, $9 an hour people up, are they approaching the people above them? So, like, are we counting to make those changes up the pay scale so that we're keeping the spacing between?
Well, there are quite a few people. There are a number of people that are at the newer people that have been hired since I've been here, mm-hmm. all at $9 an hour.
Okay.
And that's probably about 6-7 people just since I've been here. People that have been here quite a long time are up to like 12, over 12 an hour.
So the challenge is those $9 an hour people are going to be getting a dollar raise pretty much every year now until 2025.
Right.
So we just have to make sure that if there are people today that are making more than them because they're more tenured or because, you know, they're working a higher level position, those people are also going to have to be
shifted
so that the $9 an hour people aren't making the same as somebody who's been here,
right?
You know, longer. So it's just something that we'll want to make sure we're accounting for as we look at
the budget.
Because
we have people working the reference desk upstairs that have been here, you know, mm-hmm. number of years that are making $10 an hour, and they're performing at a level that's not a clerk level. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem here is you're either the director, a department head, or a clerk. Mm-hmm. There's no in between.
So the department needs to be restructured of the job titles?
Because normally you would have a library clerk, which is your basic lowest level.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a library associate. That's someone that has a college degree mm-hmm. working in a library. Mm-hmm. Then you have the librarian.
Right.
And then you have your
that's
department head.
Right.
So at some point we may, as mm-hmm. we're looking at this, we should look at a whole
structure.
So I think we'll probably want to look at that as a goal, mm-hmm. and we can talk
yes.
about that
later.
With the whole group, but probably a goal for this next year. We're not going to solve this for this fiscal year, this budget, but
it'll be a salary reclassification.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But just because it's going to become more of an issue as, you know, your people right at minimum wage are going to be growing a dollar every year, mm-hmm. Regardless of performance, regardless of tenure, what's that going to do to the people above them? So. And we also have to consider if minimum wage is at $11 and we're paying somebody who's worked here
right.
10
like
years at $11.
A person that's making
right.
$10
yeah.
in the reference desk. Yeah.
They can go anywhere and make at least that. So,
well, the problem, too, with minimum wage people is that they can go work at any fast food place for $10 an hour starting on.
Correct.
And they're not, that's $9 an hour here, no benefits or anything other than
right.
a place to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we lose people, not because management, it's because they're going to either full-time jobs or they're going to make more money.
Okay.
So,
this
is probably something for the finance committee to continue to tangle over the next year and have a solid plan going into budget season. I mean, because I think that this minimum wage change is going to be a big push for us. I know we had mentioned in our strategic planning that this is something to look at. But, this is going to escalate.
Well, have
yeah, she has just the one.
Yeah, the timeline on that.
Okay.
On the budget, there's the memo sheet for the finance committee. We did this last year. There were a couple of line items for an increase. And the reason is, and I talked to Rob about this as well, it's like the increase 500 to 2,000 we had for training and conferences, 2,500 last year. That was to allow for my conference attendance. But I'm starting to send managers to some of the Reaching Forward, and I'm sending Jeanette to a conference for youth services. So that's to account for the next year, sending staff to workshops and also to bring in people for staff training days. So I'm asking from 500 to go back to 2,000. Last year was 2,500.
And that was just you, or was that everyone else?
That was me, and that was Reaching
right?
Forward, two
yes.
managers. And then travel and lodging is at 600 now. I want to increase that to 2,000. I will not go to ALA this year because I went to New Orleans last year. But next year, PLA, which is the Association Just for Public Libraries, is in 2020, so I would like to go to that. So that's what I'm asking to increase. Conference registration will come out of training and conferences. Travel and lodging will come out of that line item. But it's also for travel for staff when they go to other libraries. It's to account for all the gas and reimbursement. Postage has increased, so we bought $350 worth of forever stamps before it went up. So for any mailing the interlibrary loan books, so I'm going to increase that from $500 to $750. And then library operating supplies. What we're talking about here is all the processing supplies we need for the books. The cover, the book jackets, tape, all the supplies. And surprisingly, mulch came out of library operating supplies last year.
Right.
So if it's an outside company putting down the mulch, it's outside
repair
maintenance. But if it's parks and rec doing it, then it's operating. So that's why I put a little bit more there. And I have discussed this with Dixie as well. And then publishing and advertising is at $2,000 right now. I want to increase that to $3,000 so I can do some more advertising in the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this year a card, information about the library, two-sided, like a laminated card that we can put into holders around town. But eventually I'd like to have a brochure, a full brochure. Yeah. So that's $2,000 to $3,000 for ads and giveaways that we can promote the library with our website on it. So other than these five items, the budget is fine.
Just wondering, on the postage, do we use enough that might make more economic sense to use a postage meter?
We don't use that.
You don't that much?
No, okay. It's just Cheryl takes it to the post office to mail the interlibrary loans back, and that's at library rate.
Okay.
But that adjustment's to take into account the increase in the
postage
per ounce postage.
Did we take into account the contracts that were renegotiated this year, so the copiers and the elevator?
Right.
An increase? I think there's enough of a cushion in there. Was it $50,000? That's outside repair.
Outside repair?
The elevator is, right? Or?
Yeah, $50,000 okay. Is proposed outside repair.
So the contract question on... The contracts for the copier and the elevator and the alarm system is all out of
professional services.
Professional services.
Well, copy fees are probably the copier, right?
Copy fees right there.
Well, the lease payments probably come out of, you have a rental and lease
it comes
purchase.
Out of professional services.
Okay, you must not have, then it comes out of professional services.
But we didn't have a lease payment.
Before.
Until this year.
Right.
We just had
service.
Service fee.
Yeah.
The lease is about three. It's in the bill. It's $330-something a month for the two copiers.
Is that in the budget here?
Yeah. Oh, the professional services.
Because we didn't previously have the
lease. What does this $40,000 represent?
Right.
Is there a breakdown of what each of these numbers?
Unless I think it would be in this one. Can we break down for the professional services?
It's the elevator. It's the alarm system. Alarm system. The fire.
What about the phone? Can we come in the winter, check all the phones and everything?
The elevator, we negotiated a lower rate, right? When you... Talk to them.
Yeah. I mean, right. I think it's all included. The difference is when we have emergency repairs that come out of the outside building.
Right. Yep. But overall, our monthly payments on that should have
gone down. And then there's a lot of inspections, which are starting up Wednesday. Elevator inspection, backflow inspection. Mm-hmm. Fire panel inspections, sprinkler inspections.
Yeah, I have the GL here. I mean, some of the things that you've charged professional services this year for things like maintenance done by Sound Incorporated, Marlis when she does the minutes. So you got some copier charges from Konica here. Lloyd, who does your IT support, I believe, is charged out of professional services. The elevator is charged out of professional services. Got some
contract.
Some insurance. Costs, probably the bond, the treasurer, going on professional services, pest control.
Okay.
Faxes for today's business solutions. So
it's still going up $5,000 from this year. So we had
Not from the adopted, that's the projected. It's level from the adopted. I just, that lease payment, if it's $300 a month, I mean, we got room if we're running $5,000 under budget.
Should we raise it?
I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
we're at a deficit now. So our actual is 24 for professional services?
35, is projected.
34.1.
Yeah.
Oh,
we were at 24 last year and 38 yeah.
the previous year.
So keeping close to what we were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Staying at 40.
I think it's probably safe.
Maybe good with all that.
And then the other question I had, if we're good with that, the investment earnings. I know we had 2017, 2018 were under 5,000. We had adopted 1750. Is that 10,000 still just a placeholder now?
Yeah.
No, that's what you're tracking, and the reason being is a couple of things. First of all, rates have gone up substantially. I mean, for a while, you were literally earning 5 basis points, which is 0.05. So that's been kicked up to 0.65 or 0.75. Mm. And where you've got a lot of your interest earnings is actually part of the refunding bond. Because that money goes directly from the county. The county collects the property tax, and they submit it to the Bank of New York, who actually pays the bond on behalf of the city and in behalf of the library. And because those dollar amounts are so large, and you do have some money there, they just sit there, and they just accrue interest. So it won't be coming back into your coffers until the bond's paid off, like fiscal year 2024. But when the bond is paid off, if there's excess money in that fund, it will be returned to the library. But in the meantime, I still record that.
So it's still reflected in the budget, and then it happens below the line.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we could actually, I mean, the end of 2020 will actually be under by another 10 if we, because we won't get that money.
But in the budget, they're counting on it.
I know, but I'm saying right now it says we're at a deficit of 35. It's going to feel like 45 because we won't get the money right away if we were to spend what we project, which is a negative 35. For next year.
You're talking cash flow.
Yes. We're going to take a hit for another 4 years before we would see the payment.
Well, right, but I mean, the budget's on the accrual basis, so you got to keep in mind that there's some expenditures that'll be recognized. Mm-hmm. You'll actually pay in May, it'll be accrued back to April, so it's kind of a wash.
Mm-hmm.
But you are right from a cash flow perspective, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
And we got rid of we need to get rid of the DVD rental income.
Mm-hmm.
That's still reflected in the budget.
And what's rental income? Oh, that's from this place.
So you're doing away with DVD rental?
Yeah, we stopped
did
that.
As of January.
Good now.
Yep.
So we'll have, 6 months of it or whatever, but then it will.
Mm-hmm.
For our actual, but
and the gifts and memorials, the 69,000 that we is
that are you see this in there? Did you see it? That's print. It kills my eyeballs.
Well, gifts and memorials won't show up on your budget because it's not a revenue or an expense.
Right.
It's a balance sheet. It just carries forward from month to month. And I'm not exactly sure where it's at. It should be in your monthly financials that you'll be getting at the board meeting tonight. But that's not a budget line.
It's not a line item. Yeah.
Wait, okay. Did we not go up on books? Isn't books wrong?
So that, the projected is higher because that's being offset with a grant, right?
Okay. But we're keeping it at 1,500.
Development fees, that's what it was, yeah. Because our development fees were higher, we put that towards books. But I think we're keeping the budget amount at 1,500. I mean,
keep in mind, if you will, too, that on page 103, there's a library capital fund.
That's right.
And that's really where all your development money goes into. So we're being conservative going forward because the building environment, while it's pretty robust in town, it's great, it's doing very well right now, but that could change overnight. So we're being pretty conservative, not only with the library, but all city funds moving forward is what we can expect for building permit and development fees. So I know you buy a fair amount of books out here as well, and I believe you have currently $50,000 budgeted and projected for 19 and 20, so I just wanted to bring that up as well.
We rely on the Friends of the Library to pay for the programs, children and adult programs.
Is that even with our strategic plan to build in more programming? Will they still be able to support all of that?
I know.
Well, we try to get programs that don't cost through other agencies. And we've got a program coming up in April for the teens. And I was at the Friends meeting today. We're doing a teen empowerment program over a month, four sessions with a health educator, physical fitness trainer. And I'll talk more about that next month when Jeanette's here. And we've gone through the first two sessions. So his fee is $425. And so I asked the Friends to pay. They're going to pay $225 and the library will pay $200. And he's using the money to pay for a library card. He lives in the community. And I couldn't give him a free card legally, but I could pay him the price of his card so he can turn around and buy his card.
Okay. Wait, who?
I'm sorry.
With that, though, shouldn't we still increase it, though?
I'm just, because, okay, so, like, we, so Friends of the Library paid a half. We pay him $225. That's a quarter of our budget.
Yeah, that's right.
$200. For one program.
Oh, we definitely need more money.
That's what I was like, this seems like not enough.
I would love to have, I mean, each program is between $300 and $400. I mean, the reptile program, which is a Saturday, he wanted $450. I got him down to $300, and the Friends are paying the $300.
I think if we maintain, the Friends do a great job, but if we maintain what they pay, we still need to increase our budget in order to increase our programming.
Yes,
I would love to have more money.
I agree.
Is it still your intention, though, that the programming would be offset by programming fees? Because right now it is $1,000 coming in on revenue.
Probably got to get rid of that too, right? We don't charge fees for.
Most,
is that the children's?
We don't charge. Only the program with the 4-H club is charging $5, but that it's their fee. It's not.
I was going to say, 4-H charges that fee.
Right. We don't charge for programs anymore.
When you have a library card, that's supposed to
be your.
I mean, yes.
Unless you're an outside, you charge.
When you don't have a library card, we would charge people. But if you have
priorities,
a library card,
if you're a resident.
First priority.
And our programs are filling up.
So in theory, that $1,000 was probably the fees for the children's programs that we had used to charge for library programming fees, or... Oh, no, that's our... Hold on. Where are the fees?
Right here. I've been
talking
about
those one or two. That's expenses. Where's the revenue? There we go. I got it. Program fees, yeah.
We use money for the treats for the program. The programs are usually free.
Correct.
Just some type of
program fees,
or the craft fees, you know, for the materials that they're doing.
But the $1,000 in revenue, we can get rid of that,
right?
Because we don't charge program fees anymore.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But we should also offset that we don't pay for snacks anymore.
No.
So
yes, we do.
We still do.
But it's,
we provide it. We don't charge the.
I thought it was the Friends that were going to cover.
Not all the time.
Okay.
You have to request every time for them to pay.
Okay.
And a teen program without food is not going to go well. I'm just saying it adds up. I feed my teens for every program.
The book clubs and things like the ice cream book club, we pay for that.
Okay.
The Target run.
So should we increase the
phone coding? I think we should increase
the programming fee. Should we increase that?
I think so.
Because it's 200 now.
You want to...
It's not 200 now, it's 1,000.
It's 1,000.
Oh, it's 1,000.
That one program costs for 225. I mean, we do need to continue to be creative, to think of things that our staff can do that
won't cost.
Mm-hmm. But, like, in my mind, program fees were not the people who come in. It was the snacks, the supplies, the prizes. So, like, when you do your winter reading or your summer reading and you do a program just for teens, well, you know, give away prizes, and you don't always get people to give you the gift cards. And so you could run up $200, $300 just in the food and the prizes.
We asked the friends to pay for them, for prizes. And today I asked them to pay for patron appreciation during National Library Week. They'll pay for the cookies and the... and the refreshments.
So they're usually...
instead of the $50 us paying for it, they're going to sponsor it. We put a sign up, sponsored by the friends. They give us the $50.
How many programs have we done already this year?
Programs?
In the cost. I mean, do you think it's going to exceed the 1,000? Should we...
Well, if one of them's already $200, then I'm saying that then that's just one. Yeah, we should.
What other teen programs that we have planned?
Or even the adult, too. Right?
Well, the thing is, I was talking with Shelly. She's never had any money for adult programs. She doesn't have any money. I mean, she'll ask the friends to sponsor the Mannheim Steamroller, which was $350, I think.
But shouldn't it come out the same thing? Library program.
That didn't come out of this. That came from the friends paid for it.
But I'm saying that library program is library program, whether it's teens or adults, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's not any more granular than that here.
So if she's not getting it, it's really
so increased. So if you increase it by 800 to 1,000.
Well, it's at what?
1,000.
1,000? I'd say increase it to 2,500.
Well, that's in addition to all these other increases on this.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
So now we gotta decide.
Well, we have the friends to support us with the programs, the bigger programs that we need money for.
So I also hear from, you know, our discussions last year that we don't do as much programming because of our staffing levels don't support that. I mean, are we choosing not to do programs now from a lack of staffing or a lack of funding? Or
it's more
both?
Funding because Shelly does the adult programs and Jeanette and her staff, well, pretty much Jeanette. I mean, I'll be here Saturday to help with the reptile program. It's not the staffing. We'll make it work.
Okay.
It's the money. And certainly, you know, I would like to be able to go to the friends and split the cost with them. Extend it paying, because right now they've got money, but if they decide not to do the golf tournament, then we're going to have a problem down the road. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking, because they're not, because the same person is not running it.
Right.
They may take a year off while a new person figures things out.
They'll still have the raffle part of the mini golf, but I don't think they're going to do the mini golf unless somebody volunteers to take it over. And it's a lot of work.
And that's where a bulk of the funds come from, for the friends.
Right, over $5,000.
Yeah, I mean, if we can say to them, you know, we're not going to ask them for the full $300 for, like with this program, $425. We ask $225 and we'll pay the $200. We split it with them.
I guess for me, too, I would like to see, so say we raised it $1,000 and it was $2,000. Well, we have children's. I consider young adults different than children,
yes,
very much,
yes,
and adults. So you'd have three areas and $2,000 that it gets divided in three. But it's not like you get a program that's $600 and then there's...
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like,
whatever the amount is gets divided between the three groups.
Mm-hmm. So they plan
they
out their
plan
year knowing,
their budget.
Right, what can we get from friends? This is how much we have. We can't go with a $700 program when we know that would wipe our whole year out. Or
yes,
like I might do a big program every other year because I know I need the 2 years together, whatever the case may be. But not
we
to just be like two.
Social, we have a corporate sponsor to pay for the band.
Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure the adult gets their funding as well as the sound, you know.
We've got a George Burns program coming over the summer. He does, and that's, we got him down to 300.
I like what Micah said. Make sure the funds are split between the three, the children's, the young adults.
So you're recommending 1,000 or 2,000?
What are we recommending?
I would recommend to go from, because he said 800 to 2,000 to go up.
Increase of 800 to 1,000. So go to 2,000.
Okay.
And then divide them amongst the three groups.
Yeah, and the only thing about the dividing amongst three groups is, I mean, we definitely have more representation in certain groups, too. So we don't necessarily want to starve a certain
group. Right. It's like
don't
make it hard.
We don't want to be spending a whole lot on one program and then somebody else.
Well, like we try to do a family program. That way we get everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
The reptile program is a family program.
I don't like
that
you say Shelly don't get to, use the funds. And she's a part of the library as well.
Exactly. So she should be able to use some of this. Well.
Especially since I feel like adult programming sometimes costs more than children's. You can do a lot with what you have. I feel like with children's, but for adults, sometimes you have to spend more on fees.
We're doing a Medicare program coming up that's free. There are people in the community who can pull to do informational type programs.
So we increase programming. Then what about the other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items?
But you're saying we're healthy, that if we do these minor increases, we're
well, there needs to be a decrease. So we're increasing that, but we have to take off DVD.
Yep.
That's $2,500.
DVD rentals.
We need to take off program fees. Mm-hmm. So we're taking off $3,500.
Right.
Yep.
Before we start adding stuff. And this $10,000 is forward thinking by 4 years. So I'm a cash flow kind of lady. I'm going, so we're negative now $39,000. I work in the black. I don't I don't like red. So for me, I'm going $39,000 before we start adding for other things.
Just use a different pen. It's black.
Right? Because if you add that 35 to the deficit,
that'd be awesome.
It's really 34.
Corporate sponsorship.
Yeah.
So,
how much is the rental of the room?
It's coming along for depositions, law firms, and they're finding us. I mean, we're not promoting.
Do we have that built in the budget? The revenue from that?
Yeah, rental income.
But did we increase that once we started renting out the room?
Exactly.
And we just started.
Right.
January,
right.
So is it? I mean, it's not a lot. It's maybe, $75.
But look, he has it projected at $1,600 for the year. Mm-hmm. So
eventually,
2,000 is reasonable.
Start increasing, but it's steady. Mm-hmm. We haven't even promoted it yet. It's just by word of mouth from the attorneys. I even charged the Girl Scouts.
I mean, it went down $400. It's really hard to know where it's going to be. You know, and now it's gone down by, I mean, we have a few months left of this year, so it's a good chance that we'll just get to 2,000. I think 2,000 is a good number for that one.
Have you ever had an opportunity for somebody to ask, more than one person to ask to use the room for depositions, this room?
More than one?
Yeah.
No.
So I was going to say, is there a way to that we could separate this room into additional?
It hasn't come to that.
Yeah.
We work around the fact that we have programs in here.
Yeah. So. I mean, it wouldn't be a permanent thing, but it would be a temporary partitions you put up, and then you got privacy issues.
Well, I could, bring them up to the conference room, too, if I needed to. But so far, it hasn't been a problem.
Okay.
But, I charge everybody. There's no freebies.
Mm-hmm.
The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, everybody.
I say yes for community conferences. That's one I do agree on.
Now, on the state grants, I see that there was, what we adopted and what we actually got.
They increased it because there were a number of years the state wasn't giving at the rate the previous year.
So should we assume that it's going to be that amount for 2020? Or is it?
You're talking about the state.
The state grant.
Yeah. I was about to say, no one was going to happen with the state. We just better leave that one at 20.
Yeah.
There's just... I don't know. They took one, I think the school year was over when may be, we were like, we're back in the black. It was like April. It was, yeah, that was crazy town. I think, yeah, I think the rest of the revenue looks.
We've maintained the legal, our legal too. I mean, we haven't had any. I mean, we don't get in touch with them unless it's absolutely.
Was there something we were going to replace that was going to make something else that was going to make one of these groups go even higher or no? Mm. Is that why our professional is so? He already has a 35, so we're saying 40, which is so much. Our telecommunications is going up.
Mm-hmm. Do we have built in the E-rate in the wireless for us?
In the telecommunications for internet, I believe it is.
It's projected to be 6,000 this year.
Yeah. Is at one point it was over 20,000 that we were doing.
But do we have the funds to do to increase the wireless so we can do the computer classes?
Oh, I see what you're saying, the hardware, the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. What was that coming out of, the computers? Is that the, that's not professional services, right?
No.
No.
So is it automation?
What is that?
I think it was,
probably capital, right?
Well, it was coming out of automation. Computer equipment and software.
Equipment and software.
But
we got nothing.
It's projected
in
for 18 right now. Wait, where is that at? I'm sorry. Because I see automation.
We've got 11,000 coming out tonight.
But if we're buying
computers,
hardware, though, we can take that out of capital funds.
I think a lot of it was coming out of development.
Development,
funds.
Yeah.
Development?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but this computer equipment and software, we need to add something because if we're going to be maintaining equipment, right? Is that where you would pay for maintenance?
No,
right now we're buying actual computer equipment.
That's more of like.
So we're buying them, but we're not going to take it out of here. We're not going to regularly budget for it because we are planning to buy computers.
We're buying $11,000.
Right, and you're buying it out of. I mean, you have $15,000 budgeted out of your library capital fund, Fund 84 for that.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't need to add it to our budget.
No, it's not an expense. Yeah. Same thing if we did the wireless project, that the infrastructure for that would be capitalized and come out of development.
Okay, so here's an example of library programming. This is adult programming with computer. Mm-hmm. Are those staff members doing those classes?
Yeah.
We don't have staff to do it. Mm-hmm. I would have like hire somebody, freelance type person.
Remember that program we talked about?
Well, that's library programming.
Yeah. That's going to cost.
It's not a lot. I mean, somebody would come like, you know, 1 hour a week. You know.
What was that other group?
But how much are you estimating to pay a computer personnel that would run a program?
I mean, whatever they're posting it at, what, 22 to 25 an hour, depending on what level. I mean, it could be a college student, but then it could be a faculty member somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Microsoft used
to send
trainers for free.
Right.
If you call the Oakbrook store.
I even think that's an opportunity. You might even be able to find a volunteer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially if it's just computer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the teenagers from the high school.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's a no. Because if you've ever taught adults how to use computers, it's nothing like a kid just talking to people.
Right.
One, they talk down to the adults, and I detest when people talk down to me, and all those adults will want somebody to hand. Like, I've helped faculty peers, and they're always like, thank you. The way kids, it's completely different. Teaching adults to use something they're not familiar with, like technology, that intimidates them. They need to use it. They need to be able to send emails and check for jobs, but they're not going to want somebody who isn't a professional at it. I'm going to say this could give us a bad name if we just throw anybody into those classes. Mm-hmm. You need a trained professional who's trained to train adults. Computers take a lot longer to teach people to use than you would think.
I'm waiting for the Google
grants. I was going to say, the Google,
yes.
They offer
it's going
the
state
classes.
By state, and it's classes to teach people from job search, how to use technology.
That kind of stuff.
So I think that's what I'm waiting for, that I can use that $1,000 to hire someone and develop the class. We'll have the equipment to develop the program.
Because I would say the other thing to do instead of teaching things is having somebody who's really patient and really good with adults who allow them, because there's a lot of stuff that they may not have a good computer at home to do it on, but like you can walk yourself through the tutorial. But then when you're like stuck, it's good to have somebody in the room who could kind of be like, oh, you just do this. Does that make sense? Like you're not teaching them Excel or whatever. They're doing it. Like they have all those free programs that you could do online, but then it's nice to have somebody in the room who you could ask a question. And that I could see being a volunteer, but those other classes, I'm telling you, like, the other teachers always like, I just hate asking them for stuff because they just talk. And then it makes it, like, they don't ask for help. They don't go to those sessions. Okay. And it could hurt our reputation.
Can we decide if we're going to increase or not these five items?
We decided on the one. Right. It's already on the budget, training and conferences.
Yeah, that one we said yes.
Okay.
What about travel and lodging?
I think that goes along
that
with
goes
the
along
training.
With it. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So where is PLA?
Nashville.
It's going to be in Nashville.
Next year.
And how many people will be coming?
One.
Okay.
So how much is this a plane plus hotel?
Travel and lodging.
Travel and lodging. The registration will come out of training.
Right. So I'm just talking travel and hotel. Is that just plane and hotel?
Plane, car, and hotel.
Okay.
And food.
And food, whatever. But it's not every year. I'm not going to D.C. this year. You know, I went last year.
But this is, we'd have it on our budget for every year, so that's why.
The other thing is, I'm sending Jeanette to a conference in DeKalb, and that's just one day.
Mileage.
And that's that's over $300 just for one day, the conference and travel to DeKalb.
But that's still coming out of training and conference.
No, it's travel and lodging.
The $300 is the registration.
The registration's a $150, and then the travel, which would be $52.53, will come out of the
travel and lodging.
I think it's fair.
We're not asking for a lot.
So you can't increase one without the other.
Yeah, and then like reaching forward, that's 150 a person, and that's in Rosemont.
And we determined that staff education was a strategic objective, so I think we got to align.
I think those two are good.
And then we're on the staff day this Friday, we've got CPR training. We're paying. He did the first one for free. The second one, I'm paying.
Next line item, postage.
So is $2,000 sufficient? I don't know. I feel like the conferences cost more
than the lodging.
Well, I don't know. I guess every company is different.
Yeah, it just depends.
They don't all cover travel and lodging the same.
Right.
The conference, yes, but like, especially when you're going someplace far, or they don't all get 100% coverage, you know?
Right. I think those two are good.
Directors always get everything covered, every library, and then plus, I mean, there's no limit.
Postage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No control over that.
Nope. And then the library operating supplies. This is for processing the supplies for the books and the tape, you say, or something?
That's Dixie's supplies for processing all. And she's also buying DVD cases. That's separate from office supplies like copier paper, toner.
What do we do now?
So this one includes what?
The library operating. Let me see. Library.
It's operating. Only things pertaining to processing books, the DVDs. Whereas office supplies is toner, copier paper.
So last year we spent $6,700.
What was that on?
I don't know.
And the year before that was 9.
Yeah. So it needs to be higher.
I think last year we had other things in library supplies like mulch.
Gotcha.
Oh, right.
Yes, the mulch is in the library operating.
How much
so what
was
about
mulch?
The year before that?
We had your custodial supplies included in library operating supplies, too.
Oh,
that custodial supply, I think.
No, we separated it out last
and
year.
And that was the previous year, too, from 2009.
So now we have a budget line for it on its own.
Got it. Custodial
we
supplies.
A lot of toilet paper.
And we're projected to use the whole thing?
The whole roll?
We use a lot of custodial supplies.
Right now, I see. I don't know. How much does, I mean, since we don't have an actual number, it's kind of hard to.
Well, he says it's projected right now is at 21, so do we need to bump it twice or to bump it to 3?
That's why I say 3 or 25, 3. Because we don't have an actual number to go by.
I wouldn't double it.
No.
Well, that's what I talked to Dixie, and that's what she said.
It should be at a start slow so we actually see the numbers.
Well, what about her costs are doubling? Do we know?
Just the number of items coming in.
But we're within budget, or right around budget right now, so we're coming in as 2166 is our projected amount. So I was going to say, Rob, can you see what's kind of rolling up under that right now?
Mulch next year.
But mulch will have its own line item now.
Move that out.
No, it's not moved out because if Parks is doing it for
if
us,
they do it.
They will do it.
Okay.
That's going to come out of this line item, which was about $1,000 this past year.
Well, there's
that's it.
Parks is going to put the mulch down, but we pay for it. So where's that?
Okay.
Okay, there's like Demco for book labels, book tape. I see some Midwest tape, security case.
What are the average
Ground
numbers?
Effects, there's your mulch.
What was mulch?
Well, it's only 300. It's a little over 500 here.
500.
But that's included in our projected of 2166, right?
Yeah, actually, you're probably going to run closer to 2500 after
that. And then those other tapes and things.
I'm sorry?
What were the costs for the other, like our estimate?
2166.
Yeah, 2166, and that's what you're running as of, I guess, the end of February. But I guess realistically, it's probably closer to 2500 if I had to make a guess for the year.
I think 300, 3,000.
3,000 or 25,000.
Short of a significant cost increase on something that we're aware of.
So you're 2,500 or
3,000? What are we saying?
3,000.
3,000. Because he's saying it's going to be 25,000 this year.
If we're
still want the budget at the end of next year to show that we're so way over in certain line items that we didn't account for.
But we haven't been. I mean, I think.
I think we're running good.
Yeah.
I think 3. Yeah. We'll start with 3.
Okay.
You were also talking about snow removal.
Oh.
Adding that.
Where did we add that?
That's under outside building maintenance because that's an outside.
Okay. That means was that
outside repair?
Well, I did talk to Bart. He's getting some complaints from local businesses downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So. He's going to be looking at possibly getting someone to remove the snow from the sidewalks of the businesses, and he would include us as part of that.
Okay.
Where are we?
But we
at
did
our
up we upped ours 10,000.
Okay.
Because if you look, projected is 40, but our proposal is 50.
We'd probably pay a percentage if it's an outside person.
As long as we have that.
Right? You said it's under outside repair and maintenance?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it looks like we're
doing okay on that, right?
Yeah.
We've gone up for that already.
Yeah. I think we'll be okay. Looks like we have room to absorb that.
Mm-hmm. Now, publishing advertising. I know you want to do a lot of marketing materials.
I want to do ads.
Brochure.
Paper.
I think that was part of our strategic goal.
Right, it was. Mm-hmm. So we're currently.
And giveaways, promotional
when
items.
We do the
website
events.
And things like that.
Go back on the office on this page.
I think that's a necessary thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you go away and do those events to have things to pass out. Like
I
you
have
go
nothing.
To the
we,
have,
no.
we don't have any
nothing.
Brochures. We have nothing to
why
give to
the
it's not even that. It's
like
things that people like
and
magnets.
Yes,
on
it has our information.
7,000 for next
that's
year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, in our telephone book.
We went down.
To what?
Am I on the wrong line? No, I'm on the right line.
Here we go.
It was proposed at
so
1,000,
up
so it would
to
be at 2,000.
2,000, we've only
used
750.
Because we're working on a card right now that's going to be over 1,000. 15, is it 15? we're working on the card now, which is going to be less than 1,000.
Are we going to get that in before year end?
Possibly.
This is our new cards?
This will be a card that's like a, you know, like you see in these holders around town where place cards. It'll have all the information. It's like a brochure, but it's just two-sided.
Like if you go to the post office, they have things there. You can just pick one out.
Yeah. Where are we planning to put those?
Locally around you.
Well, in the city hall, there's all the holders for new people coming in. And then around town, wherever we can put them.
I'm just trying to think of any place I've seen those holders.
Didn't we talk about realtors?
Other than city hall.
So increase.
And is that 1,000, 1,500 cover the creation, the printing, or both of those cards?
Both, because I've got an outside person that would be taking the pictures and putting it together. A graphic artist.
But that covers the cost of production as well in that 1,500?
There might be additional costs for the photography, because that's a separate charge. Yeah. Once it's set up, you know, the reprinting is won't cost as much. But I do want to have a nice brochure, too.
They didn't give you their rate already, their cost?
I have it. It's less than $1,000 for the, I think it's like half the cost of doing a brochure.
So what are we doing first, the cards or the brochure?
We're doing cards first.
Cards. And the less than $1,000 is for them to create it and print it?
Correct. For this year.
And how many copies is that?
I don't have the details. I think it comes out to like, is it a dollar a piece? Like $1,500. I believe it's 1,500
cards.
So I know it's part of the strategic, something that we need to do.
And then there's going to be additional. I'm just trying to think of what might be ongoing costs, because this is a lot more only because he's creating it this year. Then we'd be able to reuse it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's just for the card. It's not a brochure.
Right.
We can use probably some of the pictures they shoot when they come out. We can use it for the brochure, too.
Right.
And then the promotional items are just things, the setup charge, and then the cost for the magnets.
So I think the challenge is, though, we only have it budgeted in 2020 right now is 1,000.
Right.
So if we go to 3,000, that's a 2,000. Yeah, okay, so that's what you have. Got it.
And then every time we place the ad in the little Kindle record, $66 for just the postcard size.
How much have we done so far?
We've done, I think, 3 for the Ice Cream Social and for the Mannheim Steam for the program. But it's just, it's small. So small.
Right.
That's $66 just for the for the business card size.
Okay, so what's the feeling?
I know, I said, because I know we wanted to do some part of the strategic plan of doing some marketing material, and this is only for one card, not even actually for the giveaways either, right?
The giveaways are cheap, though. I can get the magnets pretty cheap. Okay. The setup charge is like $20, $30, and then the magnets are like 50 cents a piece.
Is there anything we can do in-house for advertising?
We do everything we can. I mean, Shelly does the flyers that we post around, and we post on Facebook.
She just wanted something more professional for when you go
to
events.
We just have nothing to give out.
You don't have anything.
Nothing.
We go to events, and we just have. I mean, I've gone to the events in that last
one. Well, you saw. And
everybody had everything, and we had nothing.
Things from Oriental Trading.
Yeah.
For pick the duck, and you get something from Oriental Trading. That should be a magnet.
From the library. I agree.
A wristband that has our website address on it or something like that.
Yeah, nothing. Little rubber duckies.
I make programs all the time, so it's hard for me to pay for program. Like, for the creation of them, because I save myself hundreds of dollars all the time. Okay. I value when you have to pay when you need. I'm not sure I value 1,500 printed brochures, except for when you're at events. That's when it's. But, like, I don't remember seeing any holders across this town, like in businesses, like that people take. I see a bunch of business cards that nobody takes, that people leave at places, and I'm like, that's what our $1 per card is going to be.
But sitting places, I worry about that. We do a card at half the cost, and we put it on the bulletin board at Panera.
But we have that budget. I mean, we're going to do that this year, right?
Yeah.
So why are we bumping up next year another 2,000?
Because I want to be able to place ads and have promotional items for next year.
I mean, you said the promotional items are.
And do you tell, you know, yeah, like library bags that are printed that says, I love my library, Yorkville Library. Because someone's going to carry that bag around town. It's advertising for us. Mm-hmm. Well, the bag is like, you know, a quarter a piece.
I like the promotional part piece of it, but the other part, I understand what you're saying about
we can do something cheapy bags
inside ourselves.
For the stuff you give away at events like the brochures and stuff, I feel like maybe it takes us a little time, but and we proof it and look at it, and people mock up some stuff and go, "What do you think of this?" Yeah, because
we're doing the text and everything in house. This is to have a professional card done with the photographs and laminated and printed. We do our own, you know, bookmarks and calendars, and that's all done in house by staff.
I guess what I'm saying is the design of the card, the two-sided card with the pictures, and then send it out to print would be a lot cheaper if we were sending it out to be laminated printed. Still professionally printed, just the design.
She says that's what they're doing.
For these cards, somebody else is taking the pictures and designing the card.
We don't have the staff to do everything. I mean, I only have Shelley, and she's stretched to the limit as it is.
We have 4 minutes to make a decision.
We want to have it professionally done. I mean, something that we can give out and be proud of.
I can't. I mean, I like the idea, but the amount is just what. I like the idea, but $2,000.
So keep it at $2,000 then.
Okay. I think to start until we see what happens for the.
Because yeah, right now on here it says 1,000, so we have to up it to 2,000.
I'd say up it to 2, and yeah, then as another focus for this coming year, gather some costs, and if we want to
make it more professional, then we have the actual costs that we're going
to
spend.
And I'd love to see some examples of like maybe some other libraries that have done what you're talking about, just so I can conceptualize a little better.
What other libraries have done, like promotional items?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I know the pens and the bags and stuff like that, that travels far. The paper
it throws away.
We're a digital environment, so to spend that much for me on paper is like.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it's glossy, it's still going to go in the recycle bin. Like, I toss really nice, expensive people stuff in my recycle bin on a regular.
We have nothing to put over at City Hall. I mean, people go in there, new to the community, they're picking up all the brochures, they have nothing.
Let's start with 2,000.
In the welcome wagon, we have nothing to put in there.
Okay. Let's start with 2,000. Then we can bump it up after we see all the costs, because we have 2 minutes.
Well, we're going to do the card out of this year's budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I think we got our increases. 3,000 for the library operating supplies, 2,000 publishing advertising. Everything else is still the same.
Yeah, and you got everything here, and I'll work with Lisa to be sure that gets incorporated for City Council approval. So, then you're all in agreement, then I can go ahead and make these changes. It doesn't have to go through the formal library board, although the board is more or less here.
There's the last one.
One more. It's here.
Yeah. Well, what's Carol's cover?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.
Anyone that would like to read the full proposal?
Also on the city's website.
That's it. We're all at. Print that.
So I'll say we're adjourned.
We are adjourned.